Hey guys, welcome back to the Podtail Podcast. My name is Edmund Orenge. I'm the host and founder of the Podtail Podcast. So today we are doing episode 8 with an amazing guest. Before we even start, I think Mesoma, the topic, it's about exploring the importance of self-compassion and acceptance. So I'll let her introduce herself, then we get into the topic. I'm Geni.
Hello. Hi guys, my name is Beryl B. And like I told Ed, I am the love of your life and I am the best experience you've ever had. My name is Beryl.
Nice. Karibu, karibu sana.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine. I'm also fine, thank you. Just celebrated my birthday.
Oh, how old are you now?
I'm 30 years old.
Oh, you're 30. I'm 32, guys.
Okay, so let's get into the topic. Self-compassion and acceptance. What does it ring in your mind when you hear about these words?
For both words, self-compassion and self-acceptance, they all lie within imejisema. The definition of it is within the word. Mm-hmm. Self-compassion is you giving grace to yourself, you allowing yourself to make the mistakes and saying it's okay, we'll pick from here. Self-compassion is returning that kindness back to yourself. And mm-hmm. on the other end, self-acceptance is you pretty much accepting yourself from all angles, loving yourself with everything that you have, both your negative and your positive traits together.
Yeah, that's nice. And to add something on that is, I think for me, self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, mm-hmm. and the support that you will offer to another person.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's pretty much loving yourself. The same way you love other people, or the same way you want to be loved, the same way you're offering other people love is the same way you should do the same for yourself.
Yeah, true. And also, it's like even creating a home for yourself first, then allowing other people to come in.
I agree.
And also to add on the acceptance is the act of receiving and consenting to receiving something offered from another person.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's go to the second question. How does self-compassion contribute to your overall well-being as a person?
I think when you're kind to yourself, when you're absolutely in love with yourself, when you have given yourself enough grace,
mm-hmm.
it starts to reflect on your overall life, your interaction with other people, and the quality of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It is easier to have conversations with people when you're grounded, when you're centered,
yeah.
You know, because you know where you're coming from. You understand yourself for you, you know, but it'll be does not like this, and I will give her exactly what she wants.
Yeah. It's
what I think.
It's like having a relationship with yourself also, and setting the boundaries for yourself.
Yourself.
Yeah.
A very good relationship with yourself. Yeah. Asserting your boundaries and knowing I could only go to this point, and from this point, I break down.
Yeah.
So you treat yourself with that respect and kindness and love.
Yeah, I like what you've said, because I think for me, self-compassion significantly contributes to the overall mental well-being of a person. And I think by fostering a healthier relationship with yourself, it also promotes a positive emotional state also with yourself. You know, as human beings, you are the most emotional people. Actually, I think Kenya, many people are very emotional. I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why? We are humans. We have emotions and we should feel all of them. If it's a good emotion, it's sour. Kama mekasirika, kasirika. And if you're happy, be happy. And it's okay.
I'm saying Kenya is, they are more emotional. People are more emotional. Like a small thing, wanakasirika. Small things, everyone, kila mtu like, they go, hey, I don't know why.
More like they're easily triggered.
Yeah.
I think we're all emotional, and then maybe they're easily triggered. We are easily triggered. as Kenyans.
Yeah, very easily triggered. And I think...
Well, that could be because we are honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we have the underlying emotions that we have so that we are projecting and reacting. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the same. I think, yeah, I can agree with the same. I also think...
But again,
continue.
I would like to say that it's okay to feel those emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel happy.
Yeah.
But you should address your triggers. What is it that is making me feel this and this type of way?
Yeah,
what is it that is making this reaction from this person?
Yeah, that's very true. And can you provide examples of self-compassion in a daily life as Beryl?
As Beryl? Beryl is absolutely in love with herself.
Apart from
my daily life, I would... Mm-hmm.
Apart from Beryl being in love with herself?
Well, it would be one, setting up your boundaries like you said.
Yeah.
Doing exactly what you want to do, regardless of whether or not, you know, someone else would feel comfortable with you doing it.
Yeah.
Showing up when I want to.
True. That's nice.
It is, you know, speaking only when I want to. It is doing things in my own terms. That is what I would say. That would be my life example. And for other people, it would be taking a break when they're tired. It would be just doing whatever you want to do at whatever time you want to do. That would be my life example of self-compassion.
And how do you maintain it? Like the consistency of making Beryl happy, how do you maintain it?
You have to constantly, I think anything, everything to do with self-compassion, self-acceptance, it's a work in progress. We keep doing it. You keep learning yourself. You keep identifying with yourself day by day.
Yeah.
So how do I keep going? I keep reminding myself to love myself. I keep reminding myself to be easy with myself, to be kind with myself, to choose myself.
Yeah. I think also the affirmations. Do you usually have affirmations?
Yes. That would be reminding myself the same things. You could remind yourself by affirming. You could remind yourself by singing. You could remind yourself by reading a book.
Yeah.
I tell myself. I tell myself, you know, I'm the best thing that has happened. I am going to have a good day.
I'm the love of my life.
I laugh a lot today.
Uh-huh.
I will find love. And I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's nice. And how does self-acceptance differ from self-esteem?
How do I put it? I think self-acceptance is loving yourself for everything that you have.
Uh-huh.
If I have a nose that bends like this, or an ear that comes like this, you know, I falling absolutely in love with that is self-acceptance. Seeing that, oh, I could get angry at this point, I could get happy at this point. The negative and the positives of your traits, familiarizing with them and accepting them, that is self-acceptance. Self-esteem is a byproduct of either self-compassion or self-acceptance. It is, how do I put it? It is a feeling that you have.
Yeah.
It is depending on how much you're aware of yourself, how you regard yourself is your self-esteem.
Yeah, true.
You could have a high self-esteem or a low self-esteem, depending on how you rate yourself. That's what I'd say.
And for me, I think you should first fix your self-acceptance part.
Before you get your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's why I said it could be negative or positive. If you're still shaky about how you are, your identity as a person,
yeah.
If you're still unaware of your power, if you're still unaware of the things you could do, most likely you have low self-esteem because, you know, you don't know yet. You do not know your power yet. At the moment you realize or you do the job, because it's a personal job.
Yeah.
You have to do it yourself.
Yeah,
the time you come back to yourself, forgive yourself, accept your mistakes, fall in love with yourself,
yeah,
you begin to have, you know, high self-esteem.
Yeah, and I've noticed it's key for you, like, to, it's key for you to love yourself, as you've said. And I like how you like say, I'm in love with myself, I choose myself daily. It portrays your it portrays you and also like the energy you have, it's nice. And also, you know, people don't realize how important it is to like choose yourself among this whole chaos that's happening in the world. Choosing yourself, it's very, very key. Having also positive conversations with yourself. You know, many people don't have this kind of easy questions, you know, these sensitive questions. You don't ask yourself these sensitive questions, which is sometimes unajipata in a place whereby unajiuliza, how did I end up here? Like, it's past your boundaries. Like, uli set boundary, but you don't talk yourself into the boundaries, nini nini. So you just ask yourself, how did I even find myself here? In the matter of time, nakujiuliza, I don't have conversations with myself, which is very key to have conversations with yourself. Mtu anaweza fikiria wewe ni cheesy, but at the end of the day, inakusaidia.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, like you said, you need to find it within yourself before you give it to another person. You can never pour from an empty cup. You can never say I love you when you do not love yourself. You can never say I care for you when you do not care for yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And but that job is entirely on you. And that is, and I think that is what we keep forgetting. We keep forgetting that. We think someone else is going to come up, show up in your life and fix everything. When in reality, you're all you have.
Yeah.
You're all you have.
That's,
you
true.
Know? And it's time you have to go remind yourself that, you know, I did this, I made this mistake, and it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And also, another question.
Sorry?
You have something to say?
I was going to say, when you were making your example, saying how someone could get to a point where they were wondering, oh, I don't know how I go here. That is the point where self-compassion comes in.
Yeah.
You don't know how you go here. You did your best with the information you had.
Yeah.
You got there, fine, and it's okay. So how do I get out of there?
Yeah. So the idea is you should not get stuck by what's going on in your life at the point.
You could walk backwards or inwards. You could be going to the forwards or walking backwards, but you don't get stuck.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
It's either you go back to the fire and get burned.
The moment you get stuck, that is where depression starts to kick in, all those, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And The point is for us, it's to go forward, not getting back. So,
and we will.
Yeah. So,
and we will, but before you go forward, you need to sit.
Yeah.
Put your ground in, find yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure your compass is right, and then you walk from a point.
Yeah. Composure. You work with composure also.
But sometimes we try to make progress without doing, you know, doing the self job, without doing the internal job, and we end up making progress, but it's a backward progress.
Yeah.
You're doing your best, but you're not.
Yeah. Also, another thing, Beryl, it's understanding the problem you're in, and also how to heal from it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the also another thing is understand what you've put yourself into and how you're going to like use the composure, the self-esteem, and also the self-acceptance to like navigate from the point until the place you're healing from, and you're healing to. Yeah. So, how does self-compassion influence relationship with others?
Well, I think the moment you're in love with yourself, you begin to love on others, and you genuinely do.
Mm-hmm.
You start building on social capital, which, in my opinion, is the best form of investment. You start knowing your conversations get better and they get more honest, they get truer.
Yeah.
You start being more productive because your energy is lighter.
Yeah.
You know, you become more productive. Mm-hmm. You're mindful of other people.
Mm-hmm.
you become more passionate and compassionate too.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice. I love how you've put that point. And also, I think self-acceptance, it will also help us like have quality friends, and also the boundaries. It will help you also navigate. And also,
you're very, very big on boundaries.
I'm very big on boundaries.
And just meet you. You start meeting your likes. You start meeting friends like you.
Yeah, you know when you have huge boundaries on yourself. When you have huge boundaries on yourself, I'm big on that because it's.
Why are you big on boundaries? What happened, Ed?
A lot happened, but to cut the story short, if you don't have boundaries, healthy boundaries, trust me, you'll attract wrong people in your life, and the direction you'll be having or be going as a person, it will be wrong. So be big on boundaries, trust me. Trust me. This is a story for another day. I'll tell you guys.
We need to tell him to tell you. What happened? We need to know. You deserve to know.
I think I'll reach on myself compassion. Then I'll tell you guys.
Okay. And yourself, are you in love with yourself?
Yeah, I'm really in love with myself. People can see by the podcast, by what I do, the way I celebrated my birthday, so can really say I love myself, and the good thing, they can see progress. If there's no progress, Eddie does not love himself.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also want to say Eddie loves himself either way, whether there's progress or not. Self-compassion. whether there's progress or not, Eddie loves himself.
Yeah. Basically, yes.
Yeah.
That's the point. And also, a question I can ask you, Beryl.
Mm-hmm.
How do you solve or deal with your stress? How do you deal with your stress?
Which stress? Which one? Who's stressed?
Any stress.
I think if I have any trigger that I know will provoke or will make me feel stressed, I let go. You realize that you're in absolute control, and then at the same time you're not in much control. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So whatever will make me feel mad or stressed, I do not allow it to do that, because immediately I surrender to it. I realize that this is what's happening. This is how it's looking, and I will do nothing about it.
No,
if you do nothing about it, nothing is going to happen. But if you start trying to fix things that will break you, you get broken too.
Yeah, that's nice. So you can easily let go of people if they stress you.
I can easily let go of things if they stress me.
That was a trap.
Yeah, and I shall not walk into it.
Yeah, so that's nice. Mm-hmm. I think we have our last question here before we break. How do you manage your manage your stress? For me, I also don't like subscribe to negativity, and also if you stress me, I don't read my books backwards. So I think I move forward. And we live a happy ever after.
True.
Yeah. So our last question: how does self-acceptance contribute to personal growth and development?
Well, I think, or like we have already said, the moment you are self-aware, you have come to terms with your goodness and your badness. You have allowed yourself to just exist. you start living a much truer life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, like I said prior, you start becoming more productive.
Mm-hmm.
You start becoming more happier because now you're doing things that you only want to do and not that you're being told to do.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of your life pretty much improves in general. Your relationship with other people also improves.
Yeah.
You pretty much...
That's nice. I agree with you. And I think self-acceptance contributes heavily to oneself, to personal growth, development. Because I think self-acceptance helps you to... It's like a guide. If something goes wrong on your side, utajiuliza, there's something wrong, I need to like recheck. So because I'm not happy at this point, so you need to like, it's like an alarm to you. So if you feel like there's something wrong, you just say, so I need to check on this and this and this. Then that's where personal growth comes from, and also development.
Yeah. I also think, my opinion is, unless you do the job, unless you do the internal work, we are just moving in directionless point. We're just moving, but you're not making progress. But the moment you go back within, you see that this is what Ed likes, this is what Ed doesn't like, this is what triggers Ed, this is what doesn't trigger Ed, you know?
Yeah.
And you start living life based on your own pace, your own rules, your own life, mm-hmm. your own everything to do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You start enjoying life, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I agree on that. So any parting shot before we...
Yes. And how do you practice self-compassion?
Can you start with that?
Please tell us. How do you love yourself?
How do I love myself?
What are the practices in your daily life that makes us know you're self-compassionate?
I think for me, I think I'm so kind to myself. And if I fail on something, I just tell myself, I'm that kind of guy, I said it on my last episode, I'm that guy who tells myself that there's one more, there's tomorrow, we can try this, you see. So for me, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy because I'm really kind on myself. Alafu, on another side, Pia, I usually say, I don't like saying this because... It tends to like to see myself as a weakling, but I'm an emotional guy, so it also helps me sometimes because I should be in a state where I'm emotionally intelligent to like navigate through life, through the decisions I make, and also like I run a full podcast here in Eldoret and in Kenya, and sometimes you can feel like it's heavy wearing that crown. And pressure, what do people expect, what kind of guests to bring on your podcast, and also like,
yes.
I want my podcast to be like oriented in a such a manner that it's helping people, and I have to look for the episodes, so it's a lot, so I need to be happy to do all this, so yeah. And you?
I agree with you.
Tell us.
I think you have done well. Let me first give you the flowers. I think you have done well for yourself.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a good job. And you should keep going. You're an amazing guy.
I can cry right now.
Please start crying. You said you're emotional. And I think being emotional is a good thing.
Yeah. It's...
We tend to define... our true selves with our associated with weakness. You said it's gonna make you weak. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you're even more masculine for that.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, I'm gonna say our day to day lives. You asked something. You said something along the lines: Kenyans are easily triggered.
Yeah.
The the life we already have could be very hard on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you leave your house, you go to your workplace, or you go to do whatever you have to do. Chances are you will get the hard bits of life.
Yeah.
So give yourself the compassion. Yeah. Love on yourself. Do not hate yourself too.
Yeah, true. Because Pia, the economy, Pia, it's not on our side.
The world is already harsh, then don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you. Love you, as Beryl has said. So thank you so much for coming. For creating time.
And thank you for your time.
Yeah, I'm really humbled. We'll be doing more of this. I'll turn you into a content creator.
Okay. That's all right.
Sawa. So,
I'm good at learning things.
Anything to tell our audience?
I love you. That's what I said. And I think you're amazing. I think from where you're sat, I think from the point you are, you're okay. You're safe.
Uh-huh.
You're good. Yeah? I really love you. So love yourself too. Please, for my sake.
Yeah, so
thank you. Self-compassion, self-awareness, self-acceptance, they're just, you know, big words for jipende, jikubali. Venye tu uko, nani hivo. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Sit and be comfortable with yourself as you are. Love all your flaws, venye ziko. And then start falling in love with yourself. Because you only have one life. Life is for the living. This is all we have, so we better be good with it.
Yeah, thank you.
Better practice love with it, kindness with it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Beryl. And
thank you.
I hope you will make make our dinner this year.
My dinner?
Our dinner, podcast dinner anniversary.
Yes. Yeah, God will make us do that. We'll get there.
Okay, thank you so much, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.